Welcome to the STM Daily News Podcast. Today, we're highlighting a story rooted in service and community impact. I'm joined by John Taylor, founder and CEO of Assistory Outreach Services, to talk about Senior Assist Day, which just marked its fourth year serving seniors at Tanner Gardens in South Phoenix. From its personal origins to its growing impact, we explore what it takes to sustain meaningful community outreach year after year. Let's get into the conversation. John, thank you for taking the time to speak with STM Daily News and for your continued leadership in serving seniors through Assistory Outreach Services.
Thank you.
Senior Assist Day is now in its fourth year. What inspired you to start this event, and how has the mission evolved since the very first year?
The origin of me going to Tanner Gardens was when I was with the 100 Black Men of Phoenix. As president, we used to do a luncheon for the seniors around December. And when I started Assistory Outreach Services almost 5 years ago, I remembered that community. And that was around the time also that my mother was starting to show small signs of dementia. I thought that, you know, hey, I got a great feeling, you know, from being around those senior citizens. And so I created Senior Assist Day, I guess roughly based on my mother. It has evolved now to where not only am I participating by, you know, giving these seniors just a few small gifts each year, but now I have a regular caterer of authentic Mexican food. A dear friend of mine, Kurt Minsky, he comes down, and Walmart is one of my biggest supporters every year. Audrey's Angels, they come down and they send live musicians to sing Christmas carols and play instruments while the seniors are having lunch. And this year, for me personally, that we were able to get AG's Barbershop involved, Mr. Anthony Gathers, who I've known for years, actually. He came down in the first 2 hours and he was able to cut the gentleman's hair from 8:30 to 10:30. And then there were some females that had low haircuts. He even, touched them up a little bit. And I think the biggest thing that I saw that was great this year, in addition to the gifts, was that I was donated 25 pair of new shoes. And I saw the excitement and how they were reacting to the new shoes. So I'm going to make that a regular rotation as well, seeing if we can get, 130, 140 pair of shoes for the residents.
Assistory Outreach Services serves a growing senior population in South Phoenix. What are the biggest needs you're seeing among seniors today? And how does Senior Assist Day help address them directly?
Well, it's kind of twofold. When I go out there and I do Senior Assist Day, I try to make it as memorable as possible. I try to make it as festive as possible. I try to give them the gifts that they actually want and need. It's almost like a family reunion every year. And the more that I visit, this particular apartment complex, and they recognize my face and they recognize my logo, and it makes it easier when I decide to offer them some of my other programming, such as my DAPS program, which is Digital Assist Program for Seniors, where I teach them basic phone skills as well as basic computer skills. So, one event can propel another event. And I want them to look at Assistory as an agency that they recognize automatically, and they feel comfortable with me and anyone that I bring on the complex. I think that only enhances my presence and also enables me to get folks that are a little apprehensive, a little shy, because they may not know certain things and feel comfortable communicating to strangers. So the more events that I do at this particular complex, I'm building a relationship between my organization and these valuable senior citizens.
Reaching a four-year milestone is significant for any community initiative. What challenges did you face in keeping this event going year after year? and what kept you motivated to continue?
Well, I think I'll answer the first question, the challenges. The challenges, always trying to raise money. You know, the items that I give away, and we're talking four items per 134 residents, I actually go shopping and pay for that, you know? So I have to raise funds in order to you know, to spend $3,000 to $4,000 every year, because I give them quality items that they ask for. And because I do this event on a Friday, that's a work day. Sometimes it makes it difficult because you're talking about a 5-hour block, 8:30 a.m. to, you know, 1:30 p.m. on a Friday. I've been blessed so far. You know, a lot of my comrades from Best Buy and Walmart, you know, they'll come in, work a couple of hours, and then go to work. But I was fortunate enough this year to get some new faces, have them participate and support the organization. So that was great. What motivates me is that the love of my life, she told me probably 3 years ago that this was my ministry. So not only do I get joy from helping this invaluable population, you know, our seniors, not only do I get joy from you know, seeing their faces and helping them feel comfortable how to navigate through technology, also making them feel recognized, important during the holiday season. But I feel as though my calling spiritually is being fulfilled. It really is like my ministry. So that keeps me motivated.
Looking ahead, how do you envision Senior Assist Day growing in the next few years? And what role can the broader community play in helping Assistery Outreach Services expand its impact?
Well, I would say the challenges are the same every year. Support matters. Trying to fulfill a wish list of four items for 134 residents, you know, it's a little pricey. You know, it's anywhere from $3,000 to $4,000. Those items that I give them are not donated. I actually go out and get some volunteers, and for an hour and a half, almost 2 hours, I actually shop for those items. And so, you know, it's not very challenging to get volunteers to meet and for us to go shopping, but you know, nothing is free in this world. So those items have to be purchased. So raising funds for any nonprofit is always going to be a challenge every year. As far as motivation, I would say that about 3 years ago, the love of my life, she told me that the work that I'm doing with Assistery is my ministry. At the time, I didn't really see it that way. It was just, you know, it was nonprofit work. I was passionate about it. I loved it. But now, 3 years later, I totally see what she was saying. I do feel as though this is my ministry. So I'm fulfilled, not only by providing services to our senior citizens that live, you know, at Tanner Gardens, but I also feel as though this is my purpose in life. And so it's twofold for me. It's, you know, I'm providing services and I'm being fulfilled at the same time. And it's sometimes a thankless job. You know, people don't see what goes on in the, you know, behind the scenes and how much work you have to put in to coordinate these type of things. But it's not a job. It's work, but it's not a job. And I love it.
That was John Taylor, founder and CEO of Assistory Outreach Services, reflecting on 4 years of Senior Assist Day and the mission behind the work. To learn more about Assistory Outreach Services or how to support their efforts, visit AssistoryOutreachServices.com. For more community stories, interviews, and local impact reporting, visit STMDailyNews.com. I'm your host. Thanks for listening to the STM Daily News Podcast.